Welcome to our podcast. Today, we are going to present you briefly the project Fasciuration. It's an Erasmus Plus project capacity building for youth, and we have with us to talk about it the project coordinator, Mika Panagou, from the Center of Higher Education and Theatre Studies. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So, Fasciuration, what is this project about?
This is a design project, a fashion project, I would say, but it has the most interesting combination because it needs to be somewhere between fashion and tradition. And Balkan tradition, we are five partners that are very close in our past, and our traditional clothes share so many elements. And I think we are in a stage that young designers are looking back in order to be inspired.
So how is tradition related with modern fashion, and why tradition is not only for the museums?
I think that what we try to preserve, and the most important connection, has to do with craftsmanship and all the techniques that for many years we were not very interested in, handmade techniques. So younger generations are looking back to see how things were made originally. So traditional clothes are like an arc of civilization, we would say. They have been the same for many, many years. So I think the way they were made is the most strong connection.
But now there is a market for this kind of fashion. Do people buy things that are related with tradition?
I think people buy things that are more handmade. And because fashion has begun to be too fast, maybe, COVID stopped us a bit. But there's been a lot of discussion about fast fashion and how our clothes are made. And younger generations right now are interested that a clothing is handmade and maybe also original. And it's not one of 1,000 pieces. So this is the connection with how it is made. And all the designs of the past are coming back.
So what were the main activities of the project? So what did the people that were involved in the project learn during... Mm-hmm.
Participants of these projects were mostly young designers of various arts, not only fashion design. It could be art. There was, I think, graphic design. There were people that were interested in clothing. And our first connection with our past was to see traditional clothes in at least four countries. So then we decided to see closer how things are made, how they were designed, how some of the motifs are surviving now. And they found that they had so many common things with contemporary fashion that they were more interested, let's say.
So these young designers have created some clothes and have presented them somehow.
Yes, these young designers participated locally and internationally. So I think we first came to Greece, and we were about 20 participants, young designers. Then we went to Albania, we went to Sarajevo, and there, and in each country, we visited traditional museums, as you said before, but we had a different view on how things were made, why, how were the designs of the past, colors. We were interested to be inspired. So this was a new way of thinking. And one of the logos of the project that I think describes it the best was looking back will bring you forward. Meaning that if you need new inspiration, you need to look back in your history, I think, mostly. I think that what came out of all these designs was very, very important. They designed contemporary pieces, accessories that can be worn today, that they can be in the market, and they were all inspired by Balkan tradition.
Okay, you told about the Balkans, so which countries were involved in the project?
So it's Greece, it's Albania, which is very, well, very close connected. Some of the elements like fustanella, you cannot know from which country it is. Then it's Serbia, it's Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Montenegro. And these three countries also have a lot of common things. But I think our most common history is the Ottoman Empire. So we are so connected there. It's sometimes it's scary. And it's not only fashion, it's food also and the culture.
So it's not so dangerous to work with all the Balkan partnership.
When it has to do with young people and designers, I think it's beyond borders, beyond religion, and we worked very well together.
Okay, so the common elements that you have seen means that something that could be inspired from the Greek tradition would be good also for the market in Albania or in Serbia.
I think yes, because we saw in each country that they're making efforts to keep their craftsmen. I mean that they have places where they are recreating even their traditional costumes, which of course are alive today because they are part of music and dances. In Greece the same. So they are very alive. But we need to connect them with contemporary fashion. And this is happening. I think this is happening worldwide. And before this project, we didn't see it so much, but now it's much more clear. And the most, let's say, new thing is that younger generations somehow need to know where they came from. And they are discovering things for the first time. And they are really making things that are very handmade. And for fashion, this wasn't... It wasn't so common. It happened in the past. It happened in the 70s. But for a while, we were not interested. New technologies was our only thought right now, I think. And I think this is very well, very good signs anyway for the future.
So you think that now new generations have a more increased need to reconnect with their past?
Yes, they have more need to reconnect with the past. They even have need to reconnect with each other, the people. And they're trying, and this is strange, they're even trying to get away from technology and maybe closer to nature even. And something that is handmade, something that is hand-painted or hand-woven or anything that was made like it was made thousands of years ago, is interested for them right now.
If someone wants to find information, be trained and access the material, how he can have this access?
Fashoration has a website and it's fashoration.eu, also on social media the same. And there you can find a link where we have a very extensive e-learning platform of Action Synergy. And there you need quite some hours, but there's so much material that you can be informed. There's many links, and there's 14, if I remember well, there's 14 chapters you need to cover. So there, step by step, you can learn the tradition of all the Balkans and ways, and there's a methodology where you can be inspired and create your own creation in the end.
Okay, so thank you very much for your overview of the project. Would you like to add something as a final comment?
As we are in Athens, I have to say, because I teach in a fashion school, that it is something that I know firsthand. And if somebody is listening from teachers all over Balkans and the world, that this material would be really interesting to them. It's like a very detailed book for fashion, and we don't have something like it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.